June. Birds chirping, insects buzzing, the start of summer, children playing, summer brides having their wedding, the mowing of the lawns. Now, what have we forgotten?
Yes,
I'll tell you what you've forgotten. You've forgotten the Pride 48 June event.
Don't forget it.
2019.
Ooh, your favorite little June.
June 21st, 22nd, and 23rd.
From home live streaming.
Listen live.
Stream your podcast.
Join in the chat room.
Go to Pride48.com for more information.
Today is Tuesday, June 18th, 2019, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay, the show where I talk about my life and you fine listeners listen to my life. And today is no different. How is everybody? I hope you're all doing well. I'm doing great. Just getting ready for the Pride 48 weekend. I hope everyone's excited about it. I'm excited. I do have a lot to do, and you know, that's kind of weighing on me a little bit. I have I talked to Mr. Mike and I got all the technical stuff for Saturday set up because I'm going to be out of town and listening. I'm going to be listening and in the chat room as much as I can be. Listening more than in the chat room probably because I'm going to be driving a lot. But I'm not going to be around here to do technical stuff. So, but part of what I told him is that I was going to set up a second streaming server to basically, if anything went wrong, he could quickly switch everyone over to that second streaming server and no big deal. You know, everybody could switch over to that and it would be fine and, you know, et cetera. I said, you probably won't have to do that, but just in case. And I want to do that, but it's just, you know, like I've said many, many times in the past, we go from work straight to the gym, come home, I cook, and then, I took a shower today and then I cook. And then by the time we eat and all of that, it's already 9 o'clock or later in the evening, and then I need to record this and, you know, et cetera, et cetera. So much goes on and work, as I've said a million times, work is busy. So it's hard to find time to do those things that I need to get done. And now it's Tuesday. So now I've got what's left of tonight plus tomorrow night plus Thursday night, but really Thursday night is too late for me to be doing that sort of thing. I really need, because I want to be all set by Thursday so that I don't have to worry about anything. And so we'll see. I mean, I'm gonna work on it a little bit tonight. There are two things I wanted to do. I really wanted to schedule last year's event to replay on Friday before the event starts. So if anyone logs into the stream early, they can hear some of the shows from last year. And that takes a little bit of work because I have to schedule each show. I have to find the audio. I think I found most of it on my computer, but I'm not sure that all of it is there. So I need to hunt around and try to find the audio and then, you know, program it to play at a certain time and all of that kind of stuff. And I still need to record a little bumper to play in the background for, you know, when shows are disconnecting and connecting, if there's any dead air, I want to have some sort of, and last year it was like a bum, 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 bum. You're listening to the Pride 48 live streaming weekend 2018. You know, please bear with us while we change shows or, you know, I don't know. I don't remember exactly what it was, but, you know, so I need to record something like that and get that scheduled to play on repeat so that anytime a live show disconnects, that automatically plays. And so there's always something playing in the background. So I have quite a few things to do. And I'm just looking, and as I'm looking here, I see that Vera Charles is saving stuff to Dropbox. So I think I'm getting some bumpers for the opening and closing of each day. So that's exciting. I'll have to listen to those as well. But so I've got all that stuff to do, and who knows how much of it's going to get done. I mean, all the important stuff is done. The shows are scheduled. Everyone has their user IDs and passwords. All of that is good. Everything is set up for people to test until Thursday at 5 p.m. Eastern time. So that's great. All of that is done. So all of the important stuff is done. Mr. Mike has all of his instructions and he feels comfortable. So I think we're good. I still need to ask a second co-host for Geeky Gay. I mean, Joey and I can do it, but I would like a third. I felt like with three people, it went really well in New Orleans last year. And so I'm trying to think of like who I could ask to be the third person for my Saturday evening show. But anyway, so tonight I cooked. It's always a struggle. So, you know, doing Weight Watchers, I like Weight Watchers because I can eat anything that I want to eat as long as I calculate the points for it. And then there are other things like, you know, you can carry over points. And so, like, if you want to splurge a lot on the weekend, you can eat lower points during the week and you can carry those over. And I don't know, there are like 200 foods that are free. And I'm doing air quotes there. They don't have any points. So like fruit is free. Eggs are free. Chicken breast is free. Any kind of vegetables are free except potatoes. Potatoes do have. It's interesting because beans are 0 points. And they're very starchy. But potatoes are not 0 points. And they're also very starchy. So I'm not really sure what's the difference between beans and potatoes. But for some reason, beans are free and potatoes are not. So anyway, it's so when I have to cook, you know, and I have to cook every single night during the week, and I splurge on the weekends, but I have to cook every night during the week unless we get just like a grilled chicken sandwich or something from Wendy's or wherever. And or, you know, we could order Chili's. Chili's has a light menu and they're pretty low points for most of those items. So I could do that. But mostly I need to cook and I have to figure out a way to make stuff taste good, even though it has low points. And it's not easy because so much flavor comes from sugar and fat and carbs and, you know, all of that kind of stuff. And so it's kind of hard to make something that tastes good, or at least something that tastes as good. It may taste good, but not as good as it could. And so I do add butter and some other things, but I just measure it out really carefully and I really calculate the points for that. And because you need a little bit of fat to carry the flavor and stuff. So like I said, when I do meat in the sous vide, I don't put any butter or oil or anything like that on it while it's cooking in the sous vide, but then I sear it in just a couple of teaspoons of olive oil, and that's 1 point per teaspoon. And then at the end, I add some butter. Tonight, I made chicken breast that was in the sous vide. And I'm still not happy. Pork and beef are doing really well in the sous vide. But chicken, for some reason, even though I am doing it at a... Because when you cook chicken the regular way, like you cook it in a pan and then you finish it in the oven or however you're going to do it, you need to get it to 160 degrees. In order to make sure that it's completely safe to eat. When you do it in the sous vide, you can go down to as low as 140. But at 140, 145, when I tried that, I don't know, it felt weird. I felt like it had a weird smell. I'm not really sure. Maybe I was imagining it. I was just like, oh my God, this is gonna kill me. And it didn't make us sick or anything when I did it. So I guess it was cooked enough. But I've bumped it up to about 150, and now it's starting to feel a little bit tough. Even though I'm doing it in a sous vide and it's not supposed to be tough, it started to feel a little tough now that I've gotten up to 150. And so anyway, I did chicken breast, but I wasn't completely happy with the texture of it. And I what I did this time is I decided I was going to make corn on the cob, and both of us really like corn on the cob, and instead of putting extra butter in the chicken after I saute it and adding garlic and stuff, which is what I've been doing with chicken, beef, and pork, I've been putting just a tablespoon of butter in there after I saute the chicken, adding some garlic paste, and then basting it really good just for about a minute to get that garlicky, buttery flavor on the outside of it. Well, you normally want to butter your corn as well. So what I decided is I put 3 tablespoons of butter in a saute pan, and I added garlic to that and a little bit of salt, and I let it sit there and simmer. And then what I did is I used some of that to baste the chicken, and then I used a little bit of that to brush on the corn. And then I made snow peas as well. So we had corn, snow peas, and sauteed chicken. Well, sous vide and then sauteed chicken. And it tasted good, but the chicken was... the only thing I don't like about snow peas and sugar snap peas is they have these little stringy bits on both ends or both sides. And if you pull those stringy bits off, a lot of time the bean falls apart and all the little peas come out of the pod. But I don't like getting a stringy bit in my teeth when I'm eating those. It's so tough. And so I don't know if I just need to get baby snow peas that, you know, maybe they haven't had time to mature as much. I tried to even snap the ends and then pull the little string part off like you do with snap peas or some other things like that. But I still felt like there was some stringiness left on these peas. And I like snow peas. I really like the flavor of them, but there was still some stringy stuff left. So I'm not really sure. I'm going to have to work on that or figure out. Maybe it's just I need to get a younger pea. Anyway, it was good, but I'm not, you know, it's so much. I have to plan for at least 5 meals. They need to be low points or as low point as possible, and they still need to taste good. And it's just, it's getting kind of redundant, but also it's a lot of work. But I don't know, you know, what am I going to do other than hire a private chef or something? All right, guys, well, I'm going to end it here. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com, and you can find many, many more shows, LGBT and LGBT-friendly shows, over at pride48.com. And I hope to see you guys all this weekend, starting Friday at 8:30 p.m. Eastern. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.